This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so do enjoy it. freetalklive.com. We'll get into the FCC here in a moment, but we've got to go to the phones to the fun to start things out here with Matthew in Massachusetts on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Hey. What's on your mind?
I was just calling to, I'm surprised I hadn't heard you guys play talk about this in the last couple of episodes, but there's proposing, I think it's the House, the representatives anyway, are proposing a trans fat ban for the whole state of Massachusetts.
Oh, yes. I actually had heard of that, and I think somebody mentioned it during one of the recent episodes. And I just sort of threw it to the side. I figured, well, you know, we've just talked about the New York trans fat ban. It just seemed to, at that time, I felt like all it really needed was just a mention. But they're pretty much doing the same thing, right?
Well, isn't that just in Manhattan, or is that the entire state? Because this is the entire state of
Manhattan. No, it's the city of New York. New York City.
Yeah. So it's not just Manhattan.
What I'm meaning is it's not the state of New York. It's just the city.
That's correct.
New York.
It's New York City. But you're saying it's the entire state of Massachusetts that's going to ban trans fats?
Right. This is, well, according to, you know, they want the several of the politicians and a lot of the hospitals apparently are behind this. And that was, like, disgusting.
Really?
I was reading, some of these officials at the various hospitals in Boston were going on about how great this is, that the politicians are doing this.
So what's on the table? Are they going to ban it from all restaurants? Are they going to ban it? Are you not going to even be able to go and buy margarine anymore? I mean, how far are they going to go with it?
I think it's restaurants, but I'm not, and I'm thinking it's, I'm not sure what the, like, how far it goes yet. I haven't,
Well, either way, however far it goes, I think you're going to find out that this is the beginning of an opening of a Pandora's box. New York City has opened that box. Chicago banning foie gras. Actually, I've got a story about that, which is actually being ignored. But nonetheless, different cities banning different cooking products. It's just going to be a matter of time before they start adding more products to the list, right? We're going to have a whole banned list of things that you're not allowed to use in your business.
Now,
and then how long is it going to be before you can't use them at home either?
Yeah, I'm wondering when the FDA is going to get into it and say that there's a federal ban on some product.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's a lot easier for them to go after the businesses because of their business license.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull that license, and then it's illegal for them to operate. No one would even care why it was illegal. It's just their business license was pulled, and then the cops come in and shut you down if you try to stay open after that. Individuals don't have licenses.
I have to wonder when this is going to go, like, some kind of whole thing against just having, like a national prohibition against trans fat.
I can see it happening. I mean, that's what these bureaucrats use bad laws as an excuse to create more bad laws. I mean, we heard it was Newt Gingrich earlier this week. You weren't here for the show. It was when Gardner and Wayne were here on Monday night. We were playing clips from Newt Gingrich saying, well, because John McCain passed this campaign finance law, which restricts freedom of speech with politics. Freedom of speech is already restricted, so we might as well restrict speech here. He was using the fact that speech is already restricted as an excuse to restrict more speech. Same thing here.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see the federal government is going to say, well, looks like New York and Massachusetts have successfully banned trans fat. Everybody's healthier now as a result, so let's do it nationwide. It's not very hard to envision at all.
Not at all.
So, Matthew,
all right, cool.
Thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. Thanks. See you. 800-259-9231. We're not far away from that. Not far.
I shudder to think, but, it could very well happen. Look what happened with seatbelts. It just was slid in on us.
I mean, the next few steps could be kind of frightening. I mean, it's frightening as is, but if there's a national ban on trans fats, then they're going to pick on something else after that. Something else unhealthy, something else unpopular. And then how far are we away from them actually dictating menu items? Like, you got that food pyramid thing? Well, how far are we from saying, all restaurants must serve according to the food pyramid. You must serve one helping of vegetables, or no, five helpings of vegetables, one piece of meat, you know.
Or your RFID chip being encoded with what you've had to eat that day or that week.
Oh, boy.
And then you being required to, you know, when you go out, you're not allowed to order anything but leafy green vegetables or whatever because you've used up your meat quotient for the day or week.
Yeah, or the hospital auditing you to where they know what you've eaten all week long, and therefore you don't get to, or you pay full price because you were eating something you weren't supposed to be eating. Anyway, all of these things could happen. 800-259-9231 with these power-mongering nanny statists, these mommy knows better than you, these people that are in office. Scary stuff, man.
I would agree.
And all the more reason to get involved with the Free State Project. Because freedom, the last chance is happening in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And really, there's no other chance anywhere else. I'm pretty much convinced of it.
I'm totally convinced.
There is a little bit of good news for freedom, though. According to NewYorkDailyNews.com, yesterday morning on live television on the staid cable network C-SPAN, judges and attorneys repeatedly used the F word and the S word, and even some longer but equally volatile words. It was important, but that made it no less entertaining. They were discussing Nicole Richie, Cher, Saving Private Ryan, and award shows, the CBS Early Show, and newscasts, and what words were and were not appropriate on broadcast television. The occasion was an hour and 20 minutes of oral arguments in the case of Fox Broadcasting versus the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, broadcasted live from New York's U.S. Court of Appeals Second Circuit. At issue was the FCC's revised standard of decency for over-the-air television. The court, in its wisdom, let television cameras capture and relay this most germane of communications issues. Okay, so it wasn't exactly Watergate, and the program would have been enlivened by a sudden appearance of, say, William Shatner's Denny Crane from Boston Legal. Even so, yesterday's special edition of U.S. Legal had plenty of arguments to consider. Each side went to bat with a single counsel, Carter Phillips for the network point of view, and Eric Miller for the FCC. Rating their performances in court in television terms was easy. Phillips was solid without being showy. Phillips is the Fox guy.
Right.
And the much younger Miller never knew what hit him. What hit him most of all was Judge Rosemary Pooler. The other judges with her, especially Pierre Laval, all made Miller squirm as he tried to defend the FCC's strong stance against, quote, fleeting expletives, unquote. Pooler, though, let Miller talk just long enough to dig himself several holes, then buried him in them. When Miller explained that the FCC policy was crafted largely to protect young children from indecent language, Pooler asked why the FCC wasn't similarly concerned about violence. And when he said broadcast television should be regulated differently than cable because it was more pervasive, and argued some children had broadcast televisions in their bedrooms, Pooler argued that any parent who allowed an unmonitored television in a child's room was already abdicating responsibility.
I would concur.
Saying, quote, "You want to protect those children even when their parents are lax," she told him. The slippery standards were made clear to anyone who watched yesterday. Cher uttering an obscenity live on the Billboard Music Awards? Unacceptable to the FCC. That same utterance by Cher, if played, replayed on broadcast news, putting these very Fox versus FCC hearings in context, protected as news. But if the FCC seeks to protect children from any exposure, then why is the news safe? Is it because kids don't watch the news?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. The FCC doesn't make sense, and their policies definitely don't make sense. And this judge proved it in the courtroom the other day. And I say right on to Judge Rosemary Pooler. Thank you for at least taking some sort of a stand towards freedom of speech.
I wish there was...
And responsibility.
I wish there was somebody arguing freedom there in that courtroom, and interesting to see how that would come out.
Yeah, we'd take what you can get, I suppose. But the FCC didn't have persuasive answers to most of the tough questions posted yesterday. Seeing the questions posed, though, was a blast, according to David Biancoli. 800-259-9231. So, if this is an indicator of what's to come, maybe, this judge will overturn the FCC's decision on profanity in this case. And that's a good thing. Because individuals should be responsible, parents should be responsible for what their children consume. Not broadcasters. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The packet's 8.net. Toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. That is, that does include the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website. wiki.freetalklive.com. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And for more information as well, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. More speakers being announced every day almost, not every day, but very frequently for the Liberty Forum. Just breaking news, I guess, as of yesterday, Rob Campia from the Marijuana Policy Project, now scheduled as a speaker. Of course, Jim Babka also going to be there from our friend Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. The Jack Cole from Leap, Sharon Harris from the Advocates for Self-Government, John Stossel, of course, headlining the entire event with a Saturday night speech.
And our Michael Badnarik, one of our favorites.
Michael Badnarik's going to be there. Bill Westmiller from the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Yes, yes, he is.
He's going to be there as well. So quite a crew.
I can't wait to see Bill.
Very interesting, very important personalities, important people in the fight for liberty. So it's going to be great. I think there's going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of synergy at this event. And I'm predicting it's going to be one of the biggest liberty-oriented events that's out there, especially in its first year.
Yeah, of all time. I mean, you know, Stossel's there. Never happened before.
That's true. You're right about that. All right, so I said we were going to get to this email from Dylan about underage and foreign workers. He says, "Hey, guys, I catch the show on the web each day as I'm living in France, and the time difference is a killer at this time of year as far as listening live." He says, "I'm sure that I'm not your only Australian fan, but perhaps the only Aussie fan living in France."
I suspect.
"I was listening today to the show about the law enforcement bulletin board and forum, and something that was mentioned just in passing got me to thinking. I think it was Mark that made the point that convicted felons can't vote, but they must still pay taxes."
Mm-hmm.
"Now, this was presented as something unfair, and truth be told, I think it probably is. If you've done your time, paid your debt, and are back out working to build yourself a better life, you should be encouraged to be a part of the society and not discouraged by being told that you no longer have a say in government." And I agree completely.
And, I don't understand what the concern is here. Why is it that we are scared of felons voting? Are felons going to vote? Are there so many felons out there that they're going to vote in criminals? If there are that many felons out there, what we need is different laws. Because, you know, most people are good. The vast majority of people are good, and they're not committing crimes that hurt people. If there's that many felons out there, what the heck are we scared of?
I think it could be argued that we're voting in criminals with or without the felons.
Well, I would say that we're voting in criminals anyway, simply because, you know, taxes are theft. But
right, and power attracts those in search of it.
It's just wrong to make, a guy gets out, serves his time, he's off probation, and all that other stuff. You might be able to make an argument for probation. I don't know what it is precisely, but you might be able to make an argument for probation. But if he's off probation, off parole, off house arrest, all that other stuff,
supposed to be a free man again.
Yeah, he's done his time. Let him enter society and as a full participant,
or exempt him from taxes.
Yeah, one of the
two. That would be fair, right?
Yeah, but they're not going to do that.
Of course they're not. But he says, Dylan says, "A wider point came to mind, and I was wondering if you could give a libertarian perspective on two hypothetical situations." Oh boy, we love hypotheticals.
We do get lots of hypotheticals around here.
Situation A, a 14-year-old kid flipping burgers at McDonald's will work and pay taxes for 4 years before they have the right to vote as to where their taxes are spent. Now, by the way, when you're voting, you aren't actually, you're very rarely ever voting on where your taxes are spent. What you're voting on is the bureaucrat or elected official that will then decide.
Which jerk will then steal your taxes.
Right. Should we extend 14-year-old workers a vote? Extend the franchise to all workers? Or let people work tax-free until they're 18? I would go with the latter. Like, if I had to choose one or the other, presuming the system exists, and it does, and I feel bad for kids. This is something that I had an issue with when I was a teenager. It was pointed out to me at that time, and I agree. If you're working and you can't vote, that is taxation without representation,
mm-hmm.
similar to the felons. Taxation without representation is one of the reasons why we fought the Revolutionary War.
Right.
It's so
it was the rallying cry, as it were. It seems to me, now that's the situation where they shouldn't be paying taxes.
If you're, I agree.
A minor shouldn't be paying taxes. A felon, you know, if adults are going to have to pay taxes, then the felon should have to pay taxes. But he should be able to vote.
But they want the
which
reason,
awful thief is going to take the taxes from him?
The reason they want kids to pay taxes, though, Mark, is to indoctrinate them at an early age.
Get used to
that,
it.
Yeah, get used to it. This is what you've got to do every year, kids. You want to work? You want to make money? Well, you've got to pay taxes. but what about voting? I think he brings up an excellent point. Section B, or Scenario B, foreign workers who come to the United States to work on a contract basis, for example, who pay U.S. taxes but have no right to vote. The U.S. Constitution explicitly excludes non-citizens from voting, but explicitly includes foreign nationals working in the United States for tax purposes. So, should workers paying taxes in the United States have the right to vote as to where those taxes are spent through voting? Should they get to work tax-free, or should they just accept their lot and apply for the green card lottery? Again, what would a libertarian position be?
I don't know what the libertarian position is.
The libertarian position is no taxes. Libertarian position is no one should be paying taxes.
I think the taxes should be voluntary, in most cases.
And they aren't taxes.
I understand what you're saying.
They're voluntary contributions. I have no problem with.
I understand. I think the taxes that do exist should exist in like the excise fashion, in the sense that not on your income or anything like that, but on purchased products. For instance, if we're going to leave roads in the hands of the government, then gas tax would go to pay for the roads, that kind of thing. It's certainly a superior system and one that would be along the way to getting rid of taxes.
It's superior in that it only affects those utilizing that particular product.
Right.
As opposed to this across the board, everybody who works, everybody pays.
If you don't want to pay the taxes, you don't have to use the product. Unfortunately, it is coercive in the sense that if you want to open a business that sells gasoline, you have to collect
the taxes. Yes, it's coercive on the business owner.
Correct.
And that's wrong.
And it is
but
wrong.
But it would be a nice step on the road towards liberty.
A darn nice step.
So, yes, the libertarian position, I mean, again, with his questions, if I had to answer, let's see, should workers paying taxes in the U.S. have the right to vote? Probably not, but they should certainly be working tax-free, as everyone should be working tax-free.
I'm not sure of that. I don't think it should be as difficult to become an American citizen as perhaps they make it, you know, like all this time waiting and this, that, and the other.
I don't see why anyone would want to be an American citizen.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's all this time waiting, all this effort you have to put into becoming this American citizen, and of course the definition of citizen is that you owe an allegiance to the government. And I don't see why anyone would want to owe an allegiance to this terrible government that we have. It's a terrible group of people. I don't want to owe them allegiance. And I don't, because I never signed any agreement that said that I would.
Well, you know...
So why somebody wants to get into that situation, I don't know.
Well, we're sort of working under this really theoretical thing. And I'm looking at, making steps along the way that reduce the size of government. Seems to me that there should be a citizenship, you know, so there'd be, Citizen Ian or Citizen Jane or whoever. But, you know, I think that only American citizens should be able to vote. And but it should be relatively easy. If you can pass the tests in order to be a citizen, then there you go.
Well, once we get to the free market, then political voting will be gone, and only people will be voting with their dollars. That's the best way to vote. More's on the way. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple, step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, including updates. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list. That is updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I'm in the midst of typing up an update as we speak, Mark.
Really? What are we updating people about?
Well, it's rare that we announce guests on the program, but I think we can pretty much count on Lauren Canario showing up tomorrow night, so
yeah.
I'm going to update people on that, because I think it's going to be a pretty important interview. All right, so, yes, updates.freetalklive.com, and does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
You know, it's not just people that own businesses that would be able to help SACL. It's, you know, and consequently Free Talk Live. It's people that work for businesses that need collections done. They can tell their bosses.
That's a great point. There you go, SACL CAI. All right, so back to the email box here, Mark. I know you want to tell me about hybrid marijuana, but I want to go to Jessica's story first. She emails in a bad cop story saying, "Hi, first, I want to say I love your show. I listen to the podcast every day at work, and then I catch up on the weekend show on Mondays. But anyway, I wanted to share why I dislike police. I'm raised in Boston, Massachusetts, being of mixed race, black Italian, and all my life was raised in a pretty good neighborhood, never committed any crimes, and was basically a pretty good girl, never arrested, never had any problems with the police. I actually liked the police and thought they did a pretty good job of protecting me until one day at about 22 years old I was on my way to work with a coworker, and we got pulled over for being black while driving. Yes,
in
that's
the morning,
right.
Going to work?
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. Yeah, this happens all across the country. People are targeted by the police for the way they look. Anyway, she says, I couldn't believe how the police were talking to my coworker. So then he asked me for my information, and I told him my name. I didn't understand why he was asking. He shortly came back and asked me to step out of the car. When I stepped out and he asked what for, he pinned me onto the car.
What?
And continued to put handcuffs on me. Or, of course, I flinched, being scared and not knowing what was going on. He said, you jerk back again and I'll restrain you. I said, why are you handcuffing me? He told me I was being arrested, and when I asked what for, he said, we'll explain it to you at the station.
Hmm.
Crying all the way to the station, the cop kept telling me that I had warrants in all these cities, and to stop crying because he didn't want to hear it, and I kept telling him, I'm sorry, you've got the wrong person. I don't commit crimes. So we got to the station, my mugshot was taken, I was fingerprinted, and then I was brought to a desk where a guy took my information. So I asked him what I was being arrested for. He told me I had prostitution warrants in 3 cities.
Oh, well, I suspect that's a case of mistaken identity, right?
And so then I asked him to read me the description of the person that was supposed to be me. He described a white female with blue eyes and blonde hair, 5'2", 110 pounds. Now,
thanks. I'll be going now.
Please mind you, I'm 5'7", and over 170 pounds, light-skinned with dark hair and dark eyes. Remember, she's black Italian.
Half black, right.
So I proceeded to say, well, doesn't that mean anything to you? Obviously, you have the wrong person. He stood up, slammed his fist on the desk, and told me to stop being a smartass.
What?
I was then locked in a cell, still not...
Stop being a smartass? I mean... They're looking for a white lady. She's not entirely, at least.
Locked in a cell, still not knowing what I had done. I was then taken to a courthouse where I was told that a judge would decide my fate. I stayed in the courthouse, and then I was told that I wasn't able to see a judge until the next day.
God.
Mind you, it was 10 a.m. in the morning. I spent the night in jail, which wasn't the greatest experience for a geeky, not street smart girl like myself. That can be a bit of a shock to a system, I could imagine.
Yeah.
And then, finally, the next day, was able to see a judge who said, why is she here? And dismissed the warrants and the case. Come to find out, some common streetwalker just happened upon my name, and nothing else matched.
She wasn't even the same, it wasn't even her name?
No, it was her name. What probably happened was a streetwalker told the cops that, my name's Jessica so-and-so. Just happened to pick her name out.
I see. Well, that's what I mean.
Randomly.
Is it wasn't the hooker wasn't even named the same as she was. It was just an alias the hooker was using.
Right,
and she
that's
was arrested
what it
for
like.
That.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do they do about it? I mean, did she get compensated for missed time at work? Did she get compensated for what was obviously a terrible experience sitting in the drunk tank with everybody in there? No.
I don't think so. She
I
doesn't
doubt it
go into that.
Seriously.
It's very unlikely.
Of course she didn't. Nobody would.
She'd be lucky to get an apology from the judge.
You know, does the cop, who clearly wasn't doing his job, mm-hmm. didn't do any police work here, did he have to spend the night in the spend the day in jail?
Nope.
No.
Was he punished? Was his pay docked? No. No.
No.
In fact,
that's just it. Sorry. Whoops. Messed up.
Oh,
see you later.
But Mark, they're here to serve and protect us. Now, does she feel served? Does she feel protected? No, I don't think
you're outraged.
Way. Well, yeah, and you weren't even the one arrested for this. She says, so the streetwalker happened upon my name, nothing else matched, and they arrested me. Every commanding officer and cop that I spoke to treated me like a criminal before I was proven to be guilty. And that's why I don't like cops anymore. From Jessica. You know, who can blame her for that?
I can't believe the guy said, stop being a smartass when she said, hey... These warrants are for a white lady.
Yeah.
With blue
Amazing.
Eyes.
800-259-9231, your police hell story. Or if you're a police officer and you want to make an excuse for that that type of behavior, how you could, I don't know. I mean, what's the excuse for that? That's just slop. That's just sloppy police work,
and
plain and simple.
See, the thing is if you do a poor job at your job and in the free sector, you know, the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
then... You're fired at some
yeah.
point or another.
Well, Julia
and I...
This
is a huge indiscretion.
Julia,
it doesn't matter.
Julia and I were out today. After she got off work, we went to the post office because I had to ship a package. And I had to ship it through the post office, so don't blame me for it, okay? Anyway, went through the post office, and she commented because the lines if you've been to the post office before, you know there's usually a line, especially this time of year. And actually, the lines weren't too bad at the time of day we went to. But the service was what she commented on. And that was that if she was working at her job and there was only one register open and a line at that register,
yeah,
there would be somebody on the floor, lickety-split, opening up a second register to take some of those people off that line.
Sure,
they
would.
Don't do it at the post office.
They don't have to.
Right. They don't
have
care.
A monopoly.
Well, semi-monopoly.
Darn McCall's.
They have a monopoly on first-class mail.
And that consequently means that they get all kinds of benefits. They get all kinds of extra money from the feds. I mean, yes,
yeah,
the post office supposedly makes money, but that's not that's on paper. There's all kinds of money that they get from the federal government in order to or benefits, you know, land, buildings, things like that. They don't have to pay the pensions of their employees. Huge pensions.
So that
by the
same
way.
Lack of that same lack of incentive, that lack of desire or need to satisfy customers translates over to the police department even worse, because the police department definitely has a monopoly
mm-hmm.
on the protection business. Yeah, they don't install locks. I mean, there's that side of the protection industry. But as far as getting unwanted people off of your property, with the exception of a few instances of private security doing that sort of thing, it's pretty much the police. And they don't care how you're treated. And it doesn't matter. We've seen story after story of police malfeasance, police being just bad, and having virtually next to no consequences come about as a result of it. They are protected all the way up in the ranks in some cases. It's just amazing listening to the upper executive administrators making excuses for the behavior of their officers. And in this case, all we had was Jessica's story. We didn't actually get to hear the police's side of the story on this. I would love to hear what their excuse was. I'd love to hear from that guy that pounded his fist on the desk as to what exactly was going through his mind at that point. What, did you think she dyed her skin brown?
He probably wouldn't even feel comfortable letting her go at that point.
You know, yes, she has to go through the system. Now she's been processed.
Oh, yeah, you got to be processed all the way through. You can't just let somebody out. They have their system. They have their ways of doing things. And heaven
screw
forbid.
Screw freedom and screw justice.
Right. Heaven forbid you do the right thing. 800-259-9231. It's not their job to do the right thing. It's their job to enforce the law.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. so much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-889-2994 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain here, and this is the Thursday edition. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. Though I'm kind of burning through some emails here, Mark. They've been stacking up on me yet again. And so I'm going to continue with some more emails here shortly. But first, I want to invite you to our website. Enjoy all the features there because they are completely free. Though the website does cost us money to operate. So we're asking you for voluntary contributions. Because you get all the features up front. This is above and beyond all that. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 300 of our listeners have done. For as little as $3 a month. Now, in comparison to those other radio shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month up front before you can even access their features. We give away all the features, and we're just asking you for a little bit of help. Amp.freetalklive.com. The reason why you also want to help out is because, well, if you value the message that Free Talk Live has, which is probably one of the reasons why you're listening, if you value the message and you want to have other people get turned on to this show and the message of freedom and liberty, then that's one of the reasons to do this, because AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You send in that $3, we turn it around into buying advertising for the show, getting more radio stations on board, getting more internet listeners on board, and thereby spreading freedom.
And that's it. It doesn't go for any. It doesn't go for paychecks or anything like that. It goes for advertising, marketing, promoting Free Talk Live.
Very simple. You get some perks as well. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more. As we go back to the email box here, from John. Emails in, quick question. You guys said that Southern California was a socialist state run by a few white guys. Now, what is New Hampshire about? Why would New Hampshire be a libertarian state? Is Governor John Lynch a libertarian? What's the difference between the two for you?
Is he talking about currently?
Uh-huh.
Well, New Hampshire is significantly freer than, say, Southern California because it doesn't have as many taxes and as many regulations.
Yeah, I mean, just one simple example. I mean, there's obviously there's no sales tax. There's no income, state income tax here either. But just a simple example of how much freer you are, as soon as you cross the New Hampshire border, if you want, you can throw off your seatbelt.
You can strap on a handgun.
Yeah, that's right. You could take off your helmet if you're on a bicycle.
Yeah, or motorcycle.
Motorcycle, yeah. So just a few minor examples.
I mean, you know, that's more freedom and less socialist, therefore.
Right. But he's bringing up Governor John Lynch because he is a Democrat. And so, you know, comparing California, state full of Democrats.
I don't think you can compare a California Republican to a New Hampshire Democrat.
Absolutely not.
I just think that, you know, New Hampshire Democrats understand freedom. Maybe, I don't know, they're making some suggestions. But we're moving people here in order to forestall movement of, this state towards socialism. They're all going that way, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're all
California,
they're all socialists. New Hampshire's socialist, but it's not as socialist as Southern California. And we're already having a lot of success, or some successes, in stopping movements towards socialism with just 150 movers.
You know, if liberty is as infectious or close to as infectious as socialism is, we're going to have just a fine time here in this state. Because I don't think John understands. I don't think he's actually been to New Hampshire. And you and I, now having lived here for over 3 months at this point, approaching 4 months now, I think that we can pretty much say that, yeah, the type of people that live here, the general, the average New Hampshire individual, is so much more liberty-minded than anyone else anywhere that I've ever met. I think that's a fair statement to make. It's just such a different mindset up here than what they have out in California. It's just, I mean, I've never been to California, but I've lived in Florida, and that's kind of like the eastern California. When I was in Florida, I had a roommate, and he got the liberty thing, right? And he was with me on being a libertarian. He'd read, actually, a couple of libertarian books. He then moved to California, and this is why I say if liberty is as infectious as socialism. He then moved to California for a few years. He's still out there. And he's actually a member of the Free State Project, and I believe we can bring him back under the fold. But I was pretty shocked when he came back to Florida for a visit and was talking about how he thought the beaches should all be government-owned. Apparently out in California, if, as I understood it, you could, if you're a bum, go out and sleep on the beaches and everything's cool with that.
Great. Just what we need.
Right.
Bums taking a crap in the sand.
Right. So he had gone out as a fairly liberty-minded individual and had been infected by the socialism that surrounded him out there. Now, he didn't become a total out-and-out socialist, but nonetheless, I could detect the difference in him.
Sure.
So you take
if you
that,
want the government to own anything, you become more socialist.
Right. You take that shift from a liberty-minded individual to a somewhat socialist thinking individual, and you apply that to the entire state, everybody sort of feeding off of one another's socialist ideas, it's a totally different world. Not only is it thousands of miles away, but mentally, it is a totally different world.
Right. I mean, how many in Southern California, what community would even consider private trash pickup? That's just about the whole state here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Is it the whole state here in New Hampshire? Anyway, 800-259-9231. It is here where we live, which was pretty shocking to me. I didn't expect that, and I was mighty pleased by that. I thought it was pretty cool. You can go and load your trash in the back of your truck, take it to the dump yourself if you want to, which is how you'll have to do it unless you have an agreement with a pickup company. Or call up, I called 5 different trash companies, Mark.
And you could price them against each other.
And that's exactly what I did, and I went with the cheapest one. And their service is great. Their service is better than the government monopoly one that we had down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, two completely different worlds. So what's the difference between California and New Hampshire? Just about everything, I would say.
I don't know about just about everything. To say that New Hampshire doesn't have pervasive socialism is just incorrect.
Oh, we've got our problems. We've certainly got our problems. But on a scale, if you were to rank New Hampshire next to California.
Right. If you have to rank New Hampshire versus California on a liberty scale, New Hampshire is going to come out better. How much better? I don't know. Depends on who's doing the ranking. But it's going to come out better by anyone's standard who's doing the ranking.
And the longer the Free State Project goes on, the more different, the wider that gap is going to be between the states. Like right now, New Hampshire on the liberty scale might sort of rank up amongst Alaska and sort of rank. You know, we're definitely on the liberty side, heavily on the liberty side, probably in the
comparatively amongst the 50 states.
I would argue probably the most free state, but somebody could make an argument that Alaska maybe is similarly
right.
free.
It's certainly in the top 5, and that's just to start from because the Free State Project hasn't begun. It hasn't begun yet, and the first 1,000 program still needs another 185, 190 people to sign up.
The Free State Project, in its official capacity, hasn't begun, but the move has begun. People have started, early movers. We're two of them, so it has started. It's just not an official start. It's just people that are just saying, forget this. I'm not waiting for this 20,000 mark. I'm going now. I want liberty in my lifetime, and that means moving sooner rather than later.
Right, and what's going to bring liberty to New Hampshire? and as far as I'm concerned, the only chance that the United States has is people moving, not people signing up. Now, I encourage everybody to sign up. I want the Free State Project to get to 20,000 as soon as possible, and I want the first 1,000 to succeed, too. But, you know, it's the people moving that are making the difference.
Absolutely. And I think as time goes on, you're going to see more people moving. We're going to see more activity for liberty. And that's going to create more interest in people moving. So it's going to be a cycle. As more people move, more liberty will be happening. More activism will be happening. More people will see that, get excited, move, get involved, get more active. And it's just going to be a nice little snowball. And it's liberty is going to become infectious up here. And I think it's going to be a great thing within a matter of 5 to 10 years. All right, 800-259-9231, just enough time for an email from Nico. He says, I'm 15, and I'm going to tell you how that this weapon that shoots out radio waves at 94 gigahertz isn't safe. We actually talked about this, I think it was last week. There's a new ray gun that the military's been testing out that when they point it at you, it makes your skin feel like it's burning.
But I thought they were shooting microwaves as opposed to radio waves.
Microwaves are radio waves.
Okay,
it's a specific portion of the radio spectrum. Oh, and he's got it wrong. It wasn't 94 gigahertz. It was like 94, I don't know. It was like 940 megahertz or somewhere up there. Anyway, he says, I've done my research a long time ago about how microwaves work. You've explained it a little on your show, so I won't go into great boring detail. Water molecules are polarized because of the way hydrogen and oxygen combine. On one side of the water molecule is positive, the other side negative. When microwaves penetrate the water, it vibrates, creating friction, thus warming the rest of your food. Now, when putting this beam through a person at 94 gigahertz rather than 2.4 gigahertz, the waves are much smaller, so they can penetrate easier, and they are more intense. So, if the waves don't penetrate your skin and mess with the electromagnetic magnetic impulses on your nerves, or heat your blood, or excite the molecules on your brain, then it will still burn your skin. Now, people won't run. They'll likely be scared at the unfamiliar sensation and perhaps fall to the ground. Delicate equipment like radios, cell phones, most likely get really hot and possibly short-circuit. So assuming it's perfectly safe, despite what I've just told you, what if the waves collect in a pointed object such as a light pole, antenna, or umbrella? Then they could find another target and maybe a person and perhaps arc towards them. The intensity of that shock could possibly be devastating. He goes on to say that they claim the weapon is safe. Well, I'd like to debate that with them. Is it really safe? Just because they say it's safe doesn't mean it is. Don't believe me? Two words. Agent Orange.
According to Wired.com, 94 gigahertz is what this weapon
is. We're back tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime. See ya.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.